Down in the willow garden, where me and my love did meet. Oh, there we sat a-courting, my love dropped off to sleep.
This is Tall Tales Time, legends of long ago, stories from the day before yesterday. Settle back in your chair and listen as we spin for you Tall Tales. The story tonight is The Innkeeper's Ghost.
I stabbed her with a dagger, which was a bloody knife. I threw her in the river, which was a dreadful sight.
Dead men tell no tales, and dead men don't go galloping horses down a road at midnight. And yet, who are we to doubt Will Freeman's story about the horseman in black galloping toward him that night in the year 1890?
There ain't a man been born more skeptical of Hanks than I am. Beg pardon, than I was. It's not in me to make up a tale out of whole cloth. Take it or leave it. I don't much care. I saw what I saw, heard what I heard.
What makes that blood on the point of your knife? My son, now tell to me.
There was bloody doings around here in the old days. Travelers got warning even before they crossed the line from Kentucky to Tennessee. Watch out, the folks up there'd say. Watch out at the tavern where the front door steps a big flat rock. More than one man has walked in that door and never come out again. But there weren't many taverns along the way, and Nashville was a day's journey and more. So many's the traveler chanced it and stopped at Flat Rock Tavern.
What makes that blood on the point of your knife? My son, now tell to me. It is the blood of my old gray mare, who plowed the fields for me. Who plowed the fields for me?
All this was near 100 years before my time. And yet I reckon a dead man will wait any number of centuries to tell you how he met his fate. I was digging one day, chipping at the stone floor of the cave below Flat Rock Farm where the old tavern used to be. Confound this rock! I need a pick and a shovel to make headway. What in the world they want the floor of this old cave level for anyway? I'm a farmer, not a stonemason. If they hire a man to farm, won't they let him farm? No, it's take the spade to the old cave and widen the... Hey, what's this? Well, I'll be dogged. Teeth. Human teeth. And bones. All mixed up in the shale and rock. Hey, them's coins. Gold coins. Hey, what's been going on here? Human teeth and bones and gold coins. All buried in this cave. What in tarnation's been going on?
Would you like to know, Will Freeman? And if I tell you, will you listen?
What's that? I heard a voice. I heard it speak my name.
Sure you did. I spoke it.
Oh, it's... somebody trying to joke with me. Come on out of them shadows, whoever you are. Hey, you come on out. I'll go after you and I'll give you the licking of your life.
I mean you no harm, Will Freeman. You ask a question and I'm prepared to answer it. But there'll be no fighting betwixt us. You get naught but dust on your fists, for I've been dead these many years.
I give you your chance to speak up like a man. Now I'm going to drag you out of this cave into the sunlight and give you a regular hiding. Where's that lantern? Gotta get it lit. There. Now we'll see who's playing tricks on Will Freeman. Come on out, wherever you are. Don't be a plumb darn fool. I'll follow you to the end of the passage. I've been over every foot of this hole. Nobody's here but me. I'll swear somebody called my name. Well, it's enough digging in this cave for one day. The damp's entered in my bones. Sunlight's the place for a man. Time enough after he's dead for a man to stay underground.
Come back, man. I can tell you about the bones and the gold coins. Come back. Listen to me. Come back. Listen to me.
What makes that blood on the point of your knife? My son, now tell to me. It is the blood of my brother John, who hoed the corn for me. Who hoed the corn for me? What will you say when your father comes home, when he comes home from town? I'll set my foot in yonder boat, and I'll sail the ocean round. I'll sail the ocean round.
Will Freeman! Will Freeman!
I'm in the barn, ma'am. I'll be along directly.
I'll be in the kitchen wing.
Miss Craighead, it's me, Will Freeman.
Come in, Will.
You wanted to see me?
Mr. Craighead does. Wants to ask after the farm and all. It's a real comfort to him, Will, to have you on the place since he's been so sick.
I'm glad to be a help, ma'am. I'll go on in and see him. How is he?
Not much change, I'm afraid. Oh, Will, did you finish up down at the cave? I'll be using it again to store milk soon as the cows come fresh.
Well, I meant to say something about that, Miss Craighead. I didn't finish the job.
Well, that's all right, I guess. Tomorrow will do as well.
Miss Craighead, you ever notice anything, well, strange about that cave?
What do you mean, Will? Something strange.
Well, now, you're going to think I've slipped a cog, Miss Craighead.
Will!
In the first place, there's human bones in the floor of that cave. Mixed up with them are what I take to be old coins. They glitter under the dirt, see?
Oh, Will, is this really true?
True as I'm standing here. See for yourself. Here's one of the coins.
Must be very old.
But there's another thing about that cave. Voices talk in there. And they don't belong to nobody real.
The old stories, all over again.
Ma'am?
Many years ago, I heard the old people talking. It was about a man who operated a tavern on this very site. They called him just Elisha. Old Elisha. He must have been very brutal.
What did they say about this fella?
Oh, it was all whispers, hints, rumors.
No proof, huh? But folks just didn't like him.
Well, the worst of the whispers about him was murder.
Phew, murder.
It was rumored that more than one traveler went into the Flat Rock Tavern and never walked out again.
Well, golly, didn't the law ever catch up with him?
Oh, this was a country without much law, Will. Miles from any settlement. Just a tavern and a clearing on the trail from Cincinnati to New Orleans.
Well, this fella, Elisha, did anybody ever accuse him to his face?
Well, there was a Scotsman, a world traveler. He was an ornithologist.
What's that?
Oh, a bird expert. He was in the States to write a book about North American birds. His name was Alexander Wilson, and he came past this way.
Did you say a Scotsman? A man with a brogue?
I guess so. Why?
Oh, nothing. No reason. But you say this Wilson accused Elisha to his face?
He did. I've heard the story time and again. Let's see, how did it go?
There was three of us entered the cave. The innkeeper, the man they call Elisha, the neighbor, and me, Alexander Wilson. I'd heard of the cave, I told my host, and could I see it? He was a surly man, swarthy of face and rough in speech.
They do say that Mr. Wilson took his life in his hands and went into the cave with old Elisha. You've seen the door of the cave. Of course you have. Well, it creaked open, and Mr. Wilson, with his hand on a pistol in his pocket, advanced into the gloom.
The host, big and stout and slightly lame, opened the door to the cave, and in we went. The roof and sides were solid rock, dripping wet. Pots of milk were on the floor of the cave, cooling. You lead the way, I told my host. I kept my hand on the pistol in my pocket. We advanced deeper into the damp darkness. Suddenly I realized that Elisha and I were alone in the gloom. The third man in the party dropped behind. At that moment, I fixed this dark man in his evil eyes, and I spoke bluntly to him. You cannot be ignorant of the rumors about you, I said. This cave, I've heard it said, is the grave of innocent travelers. It was an outrageous thing to say, I know, but I couldn't restrain my curiosity.
And there he was, face to face with this man, Elisha, and the two of them in that cave alone. And Mr. Wilson had the nerve to say that to such a man.
Well, what was the answer? What happened?
Exactly nothing.
What? Nothing? Well, I'd have thought this Elisha fellow would have done a man in who said such a thing.
I stood there expecting the worst, but old Elisha's voice rumbled at me out of the gloom. I understand ya, he said. It's all a blasted lie.
He denied everything, Mr. Wilson reported. But, Will, a strange thing happened after that encounter in the cave. Elisha became like a man obsessed. He cornered every man who came to the tavern, asking him, "Do you believe those lies about me?" And from that time on, he never rested. Some terrible force seized upon him, the way a burden of sin weighs on a man until he cannot bear it and goes out of his head. And now that you've told me about what you found in the cave, I believe old Elisha's sins have found him out.
I talked with Mr. Craig here and then went away. The story his wife told me seemed to explain the things I'd found in the cave, the gold pieces and the bones. I went to bed that night pondering on old Elijah's burdens of sin, and then in the middle of the night I heard a voice calling me.
Will Freeman! Will Freeman, come quickly! The mister's took a turn for the worse.
I rubbed the sleep out of my eyes and raced for the house.
Go for the doctor, Will. Mr. Craighead's bad off, I'm afraid. Saddle old Tig and ride, ride, ride.
Me and the horse went larping down the road to the doctor's. In the misty moonlight, I marked a grove of cedars ahead, the churchyard. And then I heard something that made the hair stand up on my head. Another horseman was riding after me. I pulled aside to let him pass. I strained my eyes in the darkness. Who was it? Who was following me? The horse was black as night, and the rider's face was all in the shadow. A big man he was. I opened my mouth to yell at him. And suddenly there was nobody there. Horse and rider had vanished. And now what do you make of that? Was it the ghost of Alexander Wilson riding to tell me to beware of old Elisha? Or was it the ghost of the innkeeper himself, unable to rest these many years after the burden of his guilty conscience? I wonder. I've wondered all my life.
What makes the blood on the point of your knife, my son, now tell to me? It is the blood of my brother John, who hold the coin for me, me, me.
Mm-hmm. You've been listening to Tall Tales. Tonight you heard the story of the innkeeper's ghost.
What will you say when your father comes home, when he comes home from town?
Tall Tales is written by Bill Woolsey and comes to you every Tuesday evening at this same time. In tonight's cast were Catherine Ferguson, Charles Galbraith, and Bob Wiener. The ballad singer was George Grice. Tall Tales, produced by Marjorie Cooney, is a presentation of the Department of Special Program Services and comes to you from WSM, the broadcasting service of the National Life and Accident Insurance Company, in Nashville, Tennessee.